Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kaiser, Max Kaiser is on fire right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got my crew yelling, "Keep it down, Kaiser!"
Underwear bomber. I
think this is the whole point. Like, say, don't be wet, Ocean. The transmission continues. David Icke's going to be in studio with us tomorrow. You were asking about
what?
You were asking about Adam Kokesh.
Yes.
My whole issue is we're winning the info war. I don't want to give the Fed some excuse to stage some event. And that's why I think he saw the light and didn't do that federal march.
Okay.
So, I mean, what's your take on that, Max Kaiser?
Well, I thought it was extremely, if I can use the word ballsy, on the show. I mean, he's really putting himself out there because this idea of sedition and encouraging people for armed insurrection is clearly something the government is going to be anti. And he put himself out there and made that call. So I guess... My takeaway from it is that he's put that idea in people's head, which is an idea that it's like a taboo. You couldn't really say it in public. He did. He spent his time in jail. But now that idea is out there. People think, you know what? Damn it. This is how this country started. What are we swimming?
No. Listen, I get all that. But the Redcoats came and started the fight first, trying to take the guns. So you only use violence defensively. And I don't think he was pushing for violence either, but the media tried to portray it that way. My whole issue is 90% of war is info war. So I don't want to get into a physical confrontation because I want to try to fix things intellectually. That's what I'm going for here.
No, I understood. I'm just saying, in his case, Adam Kokesh, who I followed for a number of years as part of the InfoWar people that we've been following for years, it seems to me that he took it to another level, that's all. I was just curious what people in the independent media community thought about it. It's quite quite a thing to do, I think, because he could have sent away for 20 years.
Yeah, but I told Piers Morgan, I said, you try to take the guns, it's going to start a civil war.
But not Piers, he reversed himself, by the way.
Yeah, he reversed himself.
That was very interesting, wasn't it, on CNN? He said, in relation to another item that came up after your appearance, he said, I've had people on my show claiming that the U.S. government could attack them. I thought they were crazy, but this sounds... It was in response to Eric Holder spying through the Verizon on AP and the Associated Press. He flipped on this issue. He's like, you know what? This does sound like tyranny, and I thought that was kind of interesting. So when you put that idea in his head, and being an egomaniac like many of us are, you couldn't say it in real time that, you're right, there are tyrannical things happening, but 2 or 3 weeks later, after it's in his head for a couple of months, and he listens to things and he raises consciousness, he's like, you know what? This does sound tyrannical.
Yeah. Why can government have guns but we can't? Why am I penalized because I'm an individual and not wearing a monkey outfit?
Well, the gun issue, as you know, I have mixed feelings on it because I think that if there's going to be gun ownership, then there should be a connection to identifying clear tyrannical threats and then acting on those threats. It seems to me that by not more, acting more in a direct way, the government is now doing things like I said that they would do. They are actively removing bullets from the marketplace by buying all these bullets.
Yeah, no, you said that years ago. Probably gave me the idea. You're probably doing it.
You are not buying into that idea, but you don't have to.
No, but the issue is if we don't have a culture of guns, we're slaves. If men don't know how to use weapons and specialists know how to use them, the people that know how to use them are the kings, and those that don't know how to use them are the slaves. It's like that with any animal. I don't say we're an animal, but we're the super animal.
But the headline you just read on Drudge Report, where the Verizon is doing a deal, they're reading your mail, they're collecting data, Eric Holder's been compromised, he's been corrupted, Obama's compromised, he's corrupted. My point is that people say, well, if tyranny ever happens, we're going to take our guns and we're going to take our government back. But tyranny, we've had tyranny now. We've had example after example of example.
No, I hear you. So you're like, the Second Amendment's for this, you haven't used it,
right.
So why do you have it?
That's right.
But it doesn't mean we lose it just because discretion is the greater part of valor. Hey, folks, live coverage tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/Bilderberg. Great job to the entire crew. Great job to Max Kaiser and crew. More coming up at Real.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And as I said before the break, we're going to be having information from Alex Jones. He's going to be joining us later in the show. He'll be doing most of the show, as a matter of fact, live from London. But we have Alex on site now. He's there with Leanne McAdoo and with Richard Reeves. Paul Joseph Watson, of course, is there as he lives in the area. And they're going to be covering things. They've had some interesting encounters already at the Grove Hotel. But it's interesting to go back and look at the history of Bilderberg, to think about the fact that for decades, they denied that this existed. Just kind of like Bohemian Grove, you know, when Alex showed up and took a video of what was going on at Bohemian Grove and exposed what these crazy people we call leaders were doing at Bohemian Grove. It's just amazing. And yet, to this day, even though he's shown the pictures of what they were doing, you can go to Wikipedia and look up Bohemian Grove and it says Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, and talks about his film of what they're doing. So even when you show up and you film what they're doing, you're still a conspiracy theorist. Well, he's actually a conspiracy fact. And, you know, when we show up to Bilderberg, it's to show people that, yes, there really is an elite world government that really is planning this stuff. And you can really see the effects of what they're doing. And we're going to take a look later on the show at the real-world effects that come out of the plans that people like Kissinger and Rockefeller and the Bilderberg Group have created for Europe and for the rest of the world. Right now, in Europe, across Europe, there are riots and demonstrations. Even in Turkey, there are riots and demonstrations. People are demonstrating against the economic hardships, against oppressive governments, but especially in Europe, it's economically focused. And what they've seen are bankers. Here we've got some pictures here from Turkey. It's just amazing. If you've got this on video, you can see this. It's giant hordes of people. If you can imagine the Tea Party demonstrations originally in Washington, imagine that going violent. And here's a man yelling at him. He says, you know, enough is enough. We are humans, too. This is an old man. He's yelling at the cops who are in all of their armor and body armor and have their shields and everything. It really is like looking at these aerial photographs they have of these riots in Turkey. It's very much like looking at an aerial shot of the Roman Empire fighting the masses, the way they group together in a phalanx and have helmets and shields. Of course, the Romans didn't have guns and tear gas to shoot at the crowds, rubber bullets like they're shooting right now. But it's amazing to look at this and to think about the fact that, you know, it didn't work out too well for the Roman Empire in the long run. They were eventually taken down by the crowds, and eventually they were taken down because people were just fed up with the corruption. Wasn't so much that they fell from the outside. It's pretty effective to fight people who are unarmed when you've got all the arms, when you've got well-trained soldiers who are in helmets and have shields. It usually goes your way. But it doesn't go your way when people get sick and tired of the oppression and the corruption. And that's what's happening right here in Turkey. It's happening all over Europe. You've got the central bankers imposing their rule over democratically elected parliaments and throwing out the democratically elected people there. And people are getting sick and tired of that. Now, in more recent history, even after mainstream media started covering this, and we've got an article here from the International Business Times where they talked to Charlie Skelton. He's a reporter for The Guardian. And he says the first time that he covered Bilderberg was back in 2009, a conference in Athens. And listen to what he says. He says it was a baptism of fire. He said he was chased around Athens by the Greek secret police. That's right. They don't like you being there. They're very much. It's amazing to see that every time these guys go to a conference, they go to the most expensive castle-like hotel and buy out these fantastically expensive places that cost thousands of dollars a night to stay there. And giant conference rooms, they buy out the entire place, just like they did in Kiowa, South Carolina, just before Bilderberg. Bill Gates went down there with his eugenics conference, and a bunch of politicians, some celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, bought out the entire complex just so they can keep people away. That's how much they hate the public, and that's how much they hate publicity. The darkness hides from the light. Well, we've got an update from Bilderberg and showing Alex being chased out by security even before the elite arrived there. But let's go real quickly to Charlie Skelton was talking to Max Kaiser, because Max Kaiser's in London. And let's listen to what Max Kaiser says about Alex Jones arriving.
In London. You know, this is fantastic, because Alex, aside from being a great journalist and exposer of lots of bad things, he is uniquely Texan.
He's uniquely Texan. Well, we have to get him on Kaiser Report.
Absolutely.
Will Kaiser Report be coming to Watford?
Oh, yeah.
Do one from Watford.
Come down south.
Let's go.
It's not every year they come to Watford.
Actually, Charlie, for our American audience, can you explain what the heck Watford is?
Watford is a thing you drive through in order to get out of Watford. Basically. Now, that's a terrible thing I'm saying to everything about Watford. I don't even really know Watford. Watford is just an area of northwest London, just off the M25, just south of that. So it's just, and the place where the hotel is beautiful.
That's Charlie
Skelton. Sort of town like where David Brent worked at the office?
Yeah, I think you're in the right. Yeah.
Slough, yeah. Potential.
Slough. Yeah. on a farm.
It's on a roundabout somewhere.
It used to be what Londoners would define as the point between south of England and the north of England and the rest of England.
That's right.
It was anything north of Watford wasn't really considered, you know, just considered full stop.
It's the edge, basically.
It was the wall.
The world stops at one.
It was exactly that.
Okay, well, that's our little teaser for tonight.
There you go. Max Kaiser talking about Alex Jones's arrival, saying the Texas Twister has touched down in London. That's a pretty good way to put it. They don't want Alex anywhere close to the elite there because he's not afraid of them. He's not afraid to call them out for what they are. And as a result, they, like I said, they canceled his reservation just before they left. They found out it was canceled. And when he went there yesterday, now remember that the Elite Masters have not yet arrived at their designated places. They threw him out, even though they were eating in the restaurant, and we got a video of that. Let's cut to that right now. This is Alex walking down the hall. He's holding a cell phone.
All right, just stay on tape. You're kicking me out, and I'm letting you pay for dinner. Oh, we're going to have to stay until the cops get here then.
Yeah, that's fine. Where we are,
where is Mr. Okay.
No, but I'm not going to let you kick me out of a restaurant and fall full charges of stealing.
You know that's not going to happen.
Well, then say that.
We as a hotel are asking you to leave.
But we are leaving. I'm trying to pay for dinner. And you're saying leave without paying, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. I got it on tape, so. Hang on.
Where's Richard?
Yeah, what have you guys done with Richard?
So, wish you a good night, sir. Your vehicle's up there.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Okay.
Listen, seriously, we just came by to get some video and stuff and eat dinner, man. It's not a big conspiracy.
We're not a threat to anyone. Okay.
Where's Richard?
Richard's up at the van.
And by the way, I'm more than happy to pay my bill.
Okay, we're going to be asking you to leave now, okay?
Okay, so you're not going to let me pay my bill.
Good night, Nick.
All right.
I'm still waiting for the confirmation.
Mr. Watson, I'm asking you to leave, okay? Well, it's our choice that you're leaving, please. Please walk away.
But it's just weird that you won't say that.
Okay.
I mean, you won't even let us finish, and then you won't say, you're kicking, you know, I just, all right, you got it on tape.
So there you go. There's Basil Fawlty, working security at the Grove Hotel, throwing Alex out. I don't know what he did to offend them, but just like Fawlty Towers, he's sitting there eating, and they tell him that he's got to leave. And he's kind of worried that it might be a setup, that they're going to come after him for not paying his bill. So he wants to get it on tape that they're actually throwing him out and not letting him pay for the bill. But, of course, Basil won't really confirm that that's what's happening. He just keeps saying, you've got to leave, you've got to leave. So there you go. That's the kind of world we can look forward to if we let the elite run everything. The kind of world where they can just order you about and tell you that you can't be here. You have to go. And no explanation. And won't make anything clear. That's the kind of stonewalling that we've seen from them as far as reservation cancellation goes as well. Now, Michael Savage has weighed in on this, and I think he had a really good summary, short summary of Bilderberg for his audience. Let's listen to that tape.
The Bilderberg meeting is going on from June 6th through June 9th, 2013 in England. There will be 140 participants in 21 European and North American countries. And you're going to say, well, so what's wrong with that? Now, there's a lot of right-wing hysteria about the Bilderberg meetings. I don't know what it's about. I have a suspicion why they're afraid of the Bilderberg meeting. I guess because it sounds kind of Jewish. They assume that it's a secret Jewish meeting where there's a secret handshake. But if you actually look at the list of the Bilderbergs, you see its leaders in basically business and academia. Now, I don't like most of the philosophy of those from academia. They're all leftists. But you'll also notice there are no Russians on the list and no Chinese. Now, this is why China has the strongest economy in the world. Why are they not at the Bilderberg meeting? Now, founded in 1954, what is the Bilderberg meeting? Most of you never heard it. Most of you don't even know what the Bilderberg is. But to the right wing, the word Bilderberg itself provokes the desire to go out and buy hollow point ammunition. It was founded in 1954. It's a conference designed to foster dialogue between Europe and North America, meaning it's the New World Order, meaning it's a dialogue between business leaders and others in Europe and North America to build ties. That's how it started. Unfortunately, it's moved
towards... That's right. That's right. That's how it started, but that's not how it's ending. As he goes on, he talks about, it's a short clip, but we're running up to a break here. He talks about how it's now being used to control Congress. Yeah, that was the design all along. And even at their second meeting that we now have their minutes, they were talking about the EU and the European Union, and we see how that's playing out. We'll be right back after the commercial break. We're going to be joining Alex in London shortly. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, we're back. I'm David Knight, standing in for Alex Jones. It's the Alex Jones Radio Show, and Alex is going to be joining us in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. He is in London, just north of London at Watford, UK, covering Bilderberg. And today it starts in earnest. He's been there for a couple of days and has been a prelude to things getting set up. there's a lot of preparations to be made, even though they've had Operation Discuss, as they call it, going on for 18 months. There were giant fences that had to be put around this massive compound, this luxury hotel. They've got kind of like a, turned it into a concentration camp with all the guards and everything. So they've been busy doing last-minute preparations like that, kicking journalists out of restaurants, canceling reservations, that sort of thing. Today, they're starting to arrive. And today we've got, there you go, if you're watching that, you see some of the preparations. Alex was there when they were putting these massive concrete blocks out, and now they've turned, if you've got a shot, I don't know if we've got a shot of that somewhere, they've essentially turned the place into a concentration camp, it looks like. This beautiful luxury hotel out in the middle of England, and of course, they're enacting police state tactics against people who are just trying to go out and walk their dog. If you go to our Ustream live feed, and you can find everything at Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. You'll see our reports, our live reports that they're putting up there from Bilderberg on Ustream. And yesterday, Leanne got some video of a guy who was walking his dogs, or at least trying to walk his dogs, and he said, "You mean I can't walk my dogs because they're having this meeting?" Yeah, but it's nothing really to worry about. There's also another video that you must see, where the BBC came out and said they wanted to interview Alex, and she did everything she could to try to provoke him to a rant. And Alex does a great job of talking about, it's amazing, he's talking about how the media has for years, for decades, ignored this, downplayed this. Even when he had footage of it, they said it didn't exist. And then the lady is saying, "Oh, but it's just a conspiracy theory, isn't it?" It's amazing footage to see. Unfortunately, we can't hear her as well as we would like to, because Leanne was taking pictures of her, and she would not say anything. And she broke off Alex before the interview, looks directly at Leanne and says, "Who are you?" And said, "I'm not going to talk as long as you're recording." So she had to go away. But somebody got a recording of at least what Alex was saying and his reactions to what she was saying, so you can tell about that. Now, today they're showing up at Bilderberg, and here's a headline from The Guardian. Bilderberg 2013 delegates arrive in blacked-out cars for their secretive summit. Isn't it interesting that we've talked for most of this show about how our government is looking at everybody's phone conversations, everybody's records. They're micromanaging every bit of information about us, saving it to data mine, and yet we can't even look at our royalty who is attending Bilderberg. Just amazing, the double standard. Here's some of the headlines at InfoWars. Bilderberg member is set to speak on the record. Participant of the secret confab is set to talk with the BBC. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a great stand-up article. It's probably going to be a move along. There's nothing to see here. We're just trying to keep the world spinning. And, of course, that has to be done by corporations meeting in secret with politicians. At the very same time that in the UK they've got a massive lobbying scandal. And it hasn't been that long since we've had lobbying scandals. Remember Jack Abramoff? Of course, there was nothing to see there. We just move along. I'm sure he was just playing golf with people. Also, massive police operation in effect as the Bilderberg confab convenes. What we talked about earlier, residents experiencing a virtual police state. And listen to this. The would-be world's biggest oil merger is agreed at Bilderberg from Steve Watson. Shell and BP deal would be the biggest corporate deal ever. That's the kind of stuff. Of course, we can't know what's going on there. And it's not just deals that are going on between private companies. The same kind of deals are going on between the corporations who control these politicians and the politicians who are going to implement their plans for world governments. They're breaking everything down into, right now, into trade zones. Europe is one of the key ones. The Euro and the European Union is one of the key trade zones. NAFTA is the other one. Once they can get those two in place, it's going to be very easy to break the entire world into 10 trade zones. Africa will be another one, so forth. Then just consolidate everything into one world government. And so what we have here at Bilderberg is world governance by a global elite who are agreeing to this agenda. We've seen leaked memos, and the BBC knows that these memos are out there. They've actually reported on them in the past. They reported on the WikiLeaks documents exposing the Bilderberg memos. Also, the media is complicit in the Bilderberg cover-up. Yeah, you think? We're going to be talking about that right after the break, and Alex is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. He's there with Leanne McAdoo, and and Paul and Steve Watson. And also Richard Reeves is doing some camera work and staff stuff. So we're going to talk to all of them in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, standing in for Alex. He'll be joining us in a few minutes, live from London, where he's covering the Bilderberg Conference. Yes, we're going where the mainstream media is afraid to go, at least the mainstream media in the U.S., and we were talking earlier about this leak of court order from the secret court order that was kept under lock and key, classified, giving authorization to seize phone records of all of Verizon's customers. And Breitbart has an interesting take on this. He says the mainstream media has failed to break even one of the four Obama scandals. He says, well, if it's Thursday, there's going to be a new Obama scandal. But he says, okay, look at over the past 4 weeks, four major scandals have broken over the Obama administration. And it's a very sad and frightening truth that our pathetic American lapdog mainstream media is not responsible for breaking even a single one. That's Breitbart writing this. Verizon? Nope. That wasn't our guys. That was the Brits at The Guardian. The IRS? No, that wasn't our guys. The IRS broke their own scandal with a planted question. The Justice Department's seizure of AP phone records? No, that wasn't us. Believe it or not, the Associated Press didn't even break the story about the Associated Press being spied on by the U.S. government. Like the IRS, we only found out about it because the Justice Department outed itself. And he says, Benghazi, are you kidding? With a couple of rare exceptions, Jake Tapper, Cheryl Atkinson, the media has spent the last 8 months attacking those who reported it, Congress and Fox News, instead of seeking the truth. That's welcome to the club. I mean, that's what's been happening at InfoWars for years. Alex has been attacked by the very media that ignores the breaking stories. And you'll see that at Bilderberg, there are the owners of the mainstream media. The Washington Post is there, the owner. But you're not going to see Washington Post coverage of Bilderberg. You do see it, however, breaking in London and the British newspapers. We've got a headline here from the London Evening Standard. It says, no minutes, no press conferences, just the world's power brokers chewing the fat on the issues of the day. It's a Bilderberg conference, and it's coming to a suburb near you. That's right. If you live in London, it's coming to your suburb, and it's going to be something that's going to be pretty awful. We've also got a headline here from Telegraph, another British paper, says Bilderberg Group, no conspiracy, just the most influential group in the world. Conspiracy theorists, it's not a theory. They're there. We're taking pictures of them. They're shutting down an entire section of London here, and it's not a theory. Claim that it is a shadow world government. Former leading members tell The Telegraph it was the most useful meeting they ever went to, and it was crucial in forming the European Union. Oh, okay. So if it's crucial in forming the European Union, then is it a conspiracy theory that it's a shadow government? No. But today the Bilderberg Group is meeting in Britain, is what that's the headlines from The Telegraph. Now, I've got a special report here from John Baum, but before we go to it, I want to talk about a couple of things that will help you and will help us to pay the bills for when we do things like cover Bilderberg in London with staff there. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see there the Survival Seed Vault. Now, one of the things that's really key about this is the fact that these are heirloom seeds. Now, there's a big difference between selective breeding of seeds and GMO. And if you've been following the news from us and maybe even some other alternative outlets, you're going to hear about the Monsanto court cases. You're going to see that there's been foreign countries have been turning back our wheat supply. They're concerned about contamination of the food supply. Why? Because of GMO. And GMO is very, very different from selective breeding. With GMO, they can mix in pesticide into the genetic makeup of this food. They can mix in animal parts into this food. They can do stuff trans-species. So it isn't just that they're refining it through selective breeding. That's what farmers have done for generations. And that's what you're getting with an heirloom seed. You're getting something that people have bred for taste, for health. Sometimes the grocery stores have bred their food for appearance. I remember going to Orlando and eating at a restaurant, and they brought out a salad that had heirloom tomatoes, and it's the first time I had experience with that. They looked absolutely horrible. Some of the ugliest looking tomatoes I've ever seen, and the best tomatoes I've ever tasted. That's what you get with heirloom seeds. You get that, and you get stuff that's not contaminated with GMO. And that's a concern, because even though our Supreme Court unanimously said that Monsanto can do anything they want to in our country, of course they're barred in other countries, even though they can do anything they want to in this country, one of the things that we've got to worry about, which is what we just saw with wheat, is contamination, cross-pollinization. These seeds are sealed in packets, and they are kept as heirloom seeds, so it's something you don't have to worry about. This is genetically clean food. So take a look at that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a ProPure Gravity Filter special, 15% off through Bilderberg. That's something that we've got a new technology filter that ProPure has come out with, a single filter that can remove hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is the most common way that our water supply is polluted with fluoride. They can get that out with that gravity feed filter. And unlike reverse osmosis or distillation, ProPure filters do not eliminate the beneficial minerals that are naturally found in water. So check out those two. You're going to get 15% off of ProPure filters through Bilderberg. So a special going on right there that'll help us to pay for the trip to Bilderberg. There's a lot of expenses involved in covering the news, and we don't get massive subsidies from the federal government like MSNBC and others do. Well, let's go to that report now from John Bound. It's how Bilderberg grew to prominence.
Welcome to Bilderberg Exposed, evolution by stealth.
Tonight we will examine the influence of the Council of Foreign Relations on the Bilderberg Group and document the objectives of the Masters of World Domination.
In order to fundamentally understand Bilderberg, we must look at the origin and influence of the CFR. The Council on Foreign Relations was founded after World War I, when Woodrow Wilson tasked his advisor Edward House to create a fellowship of 150 scholars to formulate a new foreign policy strategy. From the very beginning, the CFR was committed to a one-world government based on a centralized global financial system. A global Congress would need to be assembled. So by invitation only, leaders of the world in industry, politics, media, and royalty were brought in to discuss in extreme secrecy planning related to global domination by the selected elite. The objectives of the Bilderberg Group include one set of universal values, control of world public opinion by mind control, an end to the middle class, only rulers and servants, a zero-growth society, order out of chaos and perpetual wars, total control of education to program the public mind as a servant class, centralized control of all foreign and domestic policies, impose a UN tax on world citizens, expanding NAFTA and the World Trade Organization globally, and expansion of NATO as a world military. In the 1960s, the attendees included Prince Philip, Paul Henri Spaak, former Secretary General of NATO, former Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, former Secretary of the new Department of Economic Affairs, Eric Roll, former President Gerald Ford, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, former U.S. Secretary of State Christian Herter, and Special Assistant to the President Charles Douglas Jackson. The final names are especially important, as they boldly violated the Logan Act, a U.S. federal law that forbids unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. Violation of the Logan Act is a felony, punishable under federal law with imprisonment of up to 3 years. For more information regarding Bilderberg, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and pick up Daniel Estulin's excellent work, The Octopus Deception. Please join us tomorrow when we examine how the Bilderberg Group manufactured the United States presidents in the 1970s and how these commanders-in-chief conspired with foreign entities illegally to forward the goals of a new world order as the elitist Bilderberg agenda evolves by stealth. This is John Bound with the InfoWars Nightly News.
Great report from John Bound. Now, we've got a background. Listen to how you just heard how John Bound described it. He talks about the Logan Act, talks about how that's illegal, talks about pandering of influence. Now, this is the way mainstream media, even in Britain, of course, they're covering it for the first time there. It's kind of hard for them to ignore it in London. It's having a pretty big impact there. So the Telegraph is covering it, but they're doing what we probably expect the BBC is going to do, and that is basically explain it away, move along, there's nothing to see here. Here's how they give the history of Bilderberg. They say Bilderberg was founded in 1954 to bring the leaders of Western Europe and the United States closer as the Soviet Union cemented its control of the Eastern Bloc. See, that was, it's all about defense. We've already heard other people say it was to bring us peace. Well, we've had nothing but 60 years of war since the end of World War II. We've had continuous warfare. It's been to nobody's benefit, except the military-industrial complex, which is very, very well represented at Bilderberg. If you look at it, most of the attendees fall into either banks, politicians, industrial military complex, and big oil companies. That's what you see at Bilderberg by and large. And of course, mainstream media owners, not reporters, are there. They continue on in the Telegraph. They say they first met at Bilderberg Hotel, that's where they get the name, near Arnheim, at the instigation of Joseph Rettinger, a Polish polio victim who had fought the Nazis during the war. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands was a chair. In that first meeting, oh, wait a minute. They didn't mention the fact that Prince Bernhard didn't fight the Nazis. Prince Bernhard was a Nazi. He was also involved in Lockheed Martin scandals of the 1970s. Influence peddling. You wouldn't expect that that would happen when a lot of people get together in secret at Bilderberg with politicians. A lot of big, powerful, the most powerful companies in the world get together with the most powerful politicians in the world. You wouldn't expect there to be any corruption there, would you? Come on, really, seriously. In that first meeting, the participants included bankers, economists, and the future labor leader, Hugh Gaitskell. And they debated the communist threat and the prospect of European integration. They didn't just debate the prospect of European integration. They planned it. They coordinated it. They conspired. You know where that word comes from, conspire? It's interesting. It's breathe together. Breathe together. That's what these guys were doing. They were breathing together to create the euro and the European Union. How's that working out? What we see there is we see Goldman Sachs executives put in charge of companies, imposing spending limits on them, telling them how to run their country, whether you agree with it or not, telling them how to run their country and deposing democratically elected leaders. Now, it goes on, and I want to read this here, but while this is the Telegraph, while they rankle at the conspiracy theorists, former leaders of the Bilderberg conferences say they were the most important events they ever went to. Okay, so how can you say, move along, it's nothing to see here, we're just getting together, and yet you say they are the most important events we ever went to, and yet we're not allowed to see any minutes or any notes, we're not even allowed to know who goes there, because although they have now in the last couple of years released an official attendee list, and this year, for the first time, I believe, they listed an agenda, we don't know if that's the agenda that they're talking about. And we don't know if there are other people at that meeting. That was what Alex was talking about. That's why they're. Why do you think they're blacking out the cars? I mean, if they've told us that Henry Kissinger is going to be there, does Henry Kissinger really need to come into a black limo? Only if they're sneaking people in the back door. And we've been told in the past that we had presidential candidates that were brought in the back. They were being groomed for leadership positions. And they finish up and they say this. It is above all a club for life's winners. For life's winners. George Osborne, Ed Balls, and Ken Clark, the cabinet minister, who also serves on the group's steering committee, will arrive this afternoon. Well, life's winners. George Osborne and Ed Balls are the chancellor of the exchequer and the shadow chancellor of the exchequer. This would be like the Treasury Department showing up and the opposition party's chancellor, Treasury Department. This is all in the midst of a major scandal that's going on. We had in the last week, just at the end of last week, we had three members of the House of Lords have to step down because of a sting that was done by a newspaper there, showing them agreeing to take bribes to peddle influence. We have a fourth person who, just prior to that, was also involved in a journalism sting. So UK is in the midst of a massive corruption of influence scandal, and yet the Telegraph says this is just for life's winners. This is a club for life's winners. Don't worry about this. They're just having a good time. They're just playing golf. Maybe if we could get in there, we would really see that you got Henry Kissinger dancing disco with David Petraeus, maybe. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure it's nothing that we need to worry about. It's just one of the most important meetings that these world leaders say they've ever attended. But at the same time, we shouldn't really be bothering them because, after all, they're entitled to their privacy, even though you and I aren't, even though they want to know every detail and facet of our life, measure us, track us, spy on us, record us. We're not even allowed to know who's in that building. Well, in other news, Lindsey Graham isn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protection or not. I'm not sure if Lindsey Graham deserves to be a senator or not. I think what we ought to do is, I think the alternative media, I think bloggers need to get busy and make Lindsey Graham their pet project. I think they need to make sure that this guy does not get back to the Senate. He's coming up for a re-election this next time. And if there's any senator who has been on the wrong side of every issue, it's Lindsey Graham. Always on the side of war, always on the side of spying on citizens, always on the side of taking people's constitutionally guaranteed rights. And you know, those rights aren't our rights just because the Constitution says them, says that they are. There are rights because we're human beings. Those rights come to us from God as human beings. They're basic fundamental rights that all human beings, whether they're American citizens or not, enjoy. That's why when you allow the government to trample the rights of foreigners in other countries, it's just a matter of time before they trample your rights in this country. Because if they can disrespect other people, have no respect for people as human beings in other countries, they're not going to have any respect for you as a human being in this country either. And we're seeing that happening now in spades. We need to make sure that people like Lindsey Graham don't return. We need to get more senators like Ted Cruz, like Rand Paul, and then and only then are we going to be able to do some things like shut down this Utah data center and send some people to jail. It's about time. Hang on, we'll be right back after the break. Alex Jones is going to be joining us very quickly. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight standing in for Alex. And if you're watching the broadcast there, you see that we've got some live Ustream that is coming in right now from Bilderberg. Alex is there with other staff and crew, and they'll be joining us shortly. We'll have some live update reports from that. We were talking just before the break about Lindsey Graham. And I want to say that it's not just let's talk about what he says about bloggers and whether or not they deserve First Amendment protection. He said, who is a journalist is the question that we need to ask ourselves. This is Lindsey Graham. He says, is any blogger out there saying anything? Are they saying anything? Do they deserve First Amendment protection? These are the issues of our times. Yeah, they are the issues of our times. They're the issue of our fundamental rights as guaranteed in the Constitution. The same Constitution Lindsey Graham swore to uphold and defend that he now tries to destroy at every turn. And, of course, in this picture from the National Journal, guess who is right there by his side, blurred out in the background? It's John McCain. Yep, John McCain, the other person who is always on the side of war and espionage against Americans. And let's understand, too, that there is a war going on against Americans. The war of war of terror is a war of terror on American citizens, just like the war on drugs is actually a war of drugs conducted on American citizens, imprisoning us at a rate that is higher than any other country. We have more prisoners, people in prison from the war on drugs, primarily, than even China does. And China has a far larger population and has authoritarian communist leaders. But we have a war of drugs, because it's not just throwing people in jail at an alarming rate. It's also the fact that we went into Afghanistan, and the Taliban had reduced the drug production there for poppy-based drugs like heroin and cocaine. They had reduced that to 10% of the world supply. It had been one of the leading areas of the supply of drugs, and that's one of the reasons we had to get the Taliban out of there, because we needed to get that drug flow going again. That's one of the major ways the CIA funds itself, is with illegal drugs. So we had Petraeus go in there, and they, after American presence there, after we threw the Taliban out, we went from 10% to 90% of the world supply coming from Afghanistan. It looks like we've got some more footage there that's streaming live. Do we have Alex and crew there coming in live, guys? Okay, we don't have any audio yet, but it looks like they're panning around there. We can see there's a lot of people starting together. This is actually the first day of Bilderberg. They have been doing preparations up to this point. They blocked off the hotel from Tuesday on just so they could, I guess, get the place disinfected. You know, I can imagine going around with these little things they put on the toilet seat lids for Henry Kissinger and company, so that they know that they've disinfected the whole place from all those rabble that would normally go in there and spend several $1,000s a night to stay in that hotel. They're going to get the place cleaned up and debugged in every sense of the word. So we're going to be joining them before too much longer. But again, we were talking about Lindsey Graham and deciding who and who is not a journalist. Now, understand that the First Amendment does specifically mention the press, but it is not just the press that has free speech. Every American has free speech, and every American has freedom of religion. It's not just churches or church leaders who have freedom of religion. It's every single person. And I misplaced the article here somewhere, but there is a, just breaking in the last couple of days, there was a fellow who was a valedictorian, and he was prohibited from making any statements about his Christian belief, and they stopped the prayer. When he got up to make his speech, he tore up his approved speech and said what he wanted to. That's what we all have to do. That's the spirit that we need from bloggers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Alex from Bilderberg in London, right after the break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.